Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Atlanta Living,
brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Since 1928, Sea Island has been known for exceptional destinations, appealing to those who appreciate gracious service and heartfelt hospitality. With four Forbes five-star experiences, the Cloister at Sea Island, the Lodge at Sea Island, the Spa at Sea Island, and the Georgian Room Restaurant, Sea Island entices families, outdoor enthusiasts, and those simply wanting to refresh. It's the only restaurant in the world to have received four Forbes five-star awards for 11 consecutive years, and the only U.S. resort to host the G8 Summit of World Leaders. Now, I have the president and CEO, Scott Stylin, on the line with me. Scott, you're a busy man, so thanks for taking out a few minutes to talk with us on Atlanta Living. So I want you to give our listeners just a little bit about the background of Sea Island, because I'm a huge fan. I went this summer with my kids, and we had a tremendous time, and I want our listeners to know a little bit about it so they can enjoy it as well.
Well, Belinda, thank you for having me on. As you so eloquently put in your introduction, you know, we've been around since 1928, which means that there are 90 plus years of culture and history that are built into what we deliver from an experience perspective. And we started out as our core as a family resort. It was Sea Island was actually founded by Howard Coffin when he came down to the area, and more specifically Savannah, racing cars.
Wow.
And fell in love with the barrier islands of Georgia, settled on a place called Sea Island that he wanted to build a temporary hotel when he and his cousin Alfred Jones started this endeavor. That temporary hotel lasted until 2004 when they tore it down and they rebuilt what exists today as the Cloister. And everything else that you see at the beach club and our spa and fitness center and everything that's on Sea Island. The lodge we opened in 2001, and we're up to 60 rooms, and we've got a lot to talk about, I think, later on with respect to the lodge. We've got an inn at Sea Island that's 85 rooms, that's just outside the Sea Island gates on St. Simon's Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a number of cottages that we offer as accommodations. About 150 of the homes on Sea Island are part of our cottage program that provide another option for families.
Now, those cottages, you know, Scott, those were private residences at one point, right?
Yes, they are. In fact, all 150 of the cottages in our program are owned by third parties. They're private residences. And, you know, as you've been down here, Belinda, cottages is a bit of a misnomer.
Oh, yes,
right?
Yes.
Cottages is really developed in the, when they started building homes in the 1930s, they were indeed called cottages. And that name has always stuck. The homes are a little bit larger than what one might expect
a cottage
to be, and a little bit more gracious than one might expect a cottage to be. And we've got everything from three bedrooms to, I think, seven or eight bedrooms in our inventory, oceanfront to on the marsh to in between. So from that perspective, we've got a lot to offer from an accommodations perspective, and even more to offer in terms of the recreational opportunities and amenities that one would have to come here. And I think what we've tried to do is to take our roots as a family destination and turn that into how we can effectively market ourselves as a meetings and group destination that way. It's that core family values of our team that really focus on executing great meetings and events. And we like to talk about the fact that it's not so much the quality of what happens inside the meeting room, but we really think we differentiate in terms of what happens outside of the meeting room, the connections that meeting attendees make with each other, the strengthening of bonds, the experiences that they share together in recreational options or activities that really set us apart from the other resorts with which we may compete.
You know, as I was having the most elegant dinner in the Georgian room, I was just looking around thinking, gosh, you know, it's been around for so many years. If these walls could talk, the meetings that have transpired in this room and the connections that have been made and the famous people that have eaten here and the influential business leaders and political leaders that have been there, it's amazing.
Well, it really is. It's got a great history. And I think one of the unique things about Sea Island that's always been a hallmark of Sea Island is when we have famous people here, they feel regular. They feel normal. We give them an opportunity to just be in a great resort setting. And that's really driven by our team. I unequivocally believe that we have the very best team in the resort business without peer. And when you've got 90 years of history, we have generations of family members who have worked for Sea Island Company. So those stories that they may have shared with you or that you have heard about are literally stories passed down by those generations of family members who maybe worked in the restaurant or worked in a different part of Sea Island or knew somebody famous when they were young and just, you know, not famous at the time. It's so great to see those folks come back and give the same hugs or high fives to our team 20, 30, 40, 50 years later in terms of what the experience they have and how quickly they fall right back into a rhythm in that discussion.
Absolutely. But you have done so much renovation within the last year to Sea Island and the Cloister. It is amazing. You've added so much and given facelifts to other parts.
We have. I've been here for 8 years, and in total, we've probably spent about $250 million reinvesting back in. And the activities of the last couple of years have been pretty significant. We have, at the Lodge, we embarked on a $30-plus million enhancement program that included six new cottages that we've added with dead-on views of the ocean, a new oceanfront pool and pool house. We added the Speedway putting course, which is an 18-hole putting course in front of it. We have developed and built what we believe to be the world's finest golf performance center that encompasses all aspects of golf instruction and golf improvement that we think is a real differentiator. We recently just reopened our Plantation golf course that Mark and Davis Love III completely redesigned and renovated for us. And that is a really exciting component to what we've done. And we've got made enhancements and additions to our range in that. And that's just at the Lodge. Also, this month in October, we will be opening our Sea Strike Bowling Alley and Pub, which is going to be a really unique sports bar and pub concept that has six lanes of bowling, lots of game opportunities for our members and guests to have. As many people know, we've got one of the things that we cherish the most at Sea Island are our 5 miles of private beach. And this winter and spring, we did an extraordinarily significant beach nourishment program to return the beach to a stage that many of your listeners probably remember with large rolling dunes, vegetation, tons of beach at high tide and low tide, and the kind of quality beach experience that everybody remembers Sea Island having.
Yes, I mean, your beaches are absolutely beautiful. got so much going on. You've got the sea turtles. You've got the nature center, the owls, the hawk walks. I mean, when I was there, I did paddle boarding. And you're not going to believe this, Scott, but I saw a sea otter.
You did?
I did. And they told me that was very rare.
It is very rare. I mean, I think the thing that's really unique here is that there is a recreational experience at Sea Island for just about everybody, from relaxing on the beach to walking and looking at all of the history and learning about the history of the resort, to riding bikes, to playing golf, to going to the spa and fitness center, to doing all the outdoor recreation activities that you do. And I think one of the things that drives that from our perspective is really ensuring that every experience that people have at Sea Island is authentic. And
yes,
every experience and interaction that they have with nature or the location and setting are both intentional and authentic. So nothing here is contrived. Everything here is natural. And we take a lot of pride in trying to educate our guests and members about the location, the setting, the history, and the experience you have. Because, as I mentioned before, there are lots of really great facilities in the world and lots of great places to go and vacation or be a part of. Those places that we think our guests will return to year in and year out are those where you make some kind of a connection with the with the resort, whether it's through our people, the experience you have, the combination of that, the people you meet while you're here. That's what we really believe truly sets the island apart from what we've got, from just other destinations that your listeners can go to.
We're going to have to take a break. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We've been talking about the quaint and wonderful Sea Island at the Cloister, and Scott Stylin, the CEO and president of Sea Island, was just on with us, and he talked about the Golf Performance Center. So I brought on Craig Allen to give us some more information, because the golf is a very important part of Sea Island.
Hey, Belinda. Hey. Thanks for having us on.
Yes, tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you know, the concept of golf instruction here at Sea Island evolved in the early 90s to where we were recognized as the first golf learning center in 1995. And after all those years, we built a brand new facility which opened in April of this year.
Mm.
It's 17,000 square feet and just spectacular in every way. Inside of the building, which is vast to say the least, has six hitting bays, including three instruction bays, a double-width club fitting bay, a Gears 3D bay, and a really cool group bay, which has a simulator in it, which we can use during hours or after hours for small groups, large groups, individuals like yourself.
Uh-huh.
It's just a really, really cool spot. And, you know, when we built the building and designed it, we wanted to make sure that we were doing it for all kinds of golfers, not just good golfers. So when you say you don't play golf...
I said I'm not a big golfer, but I'm great at putt-putt.
Well, it's so funny you say that, because we have a beautiful state-of-the-art putting studio, which our director of putting, Phil Kenyon, the world's best putting instructor, helped us design. It has a Zen green stage platform, which actually moves. You wouldn't believe it. It actually moves and creates slope.
Oh, wow.
And then we tie it in with this really nice technology called PuttView, which then will project the actual break onto the green and give you some visual cues to work on your putting stroke. So, I mean, you know, we have the bays, we have this state-of-the-art putting studio, but along with that, we have a golf-specific gym, men's and ladies' locker rooms. We have a really beautiful retail space. And then we didn't want to forget about the groups, so we did specific group spaces, a meeting room, as well as a group veranda, which looks towards the St. Simon's Sound, And, of course, faces west so that we can take advantage of the beautiful sunsets here at Sea Island.
Oh, that sounds great, Craig. Craig Island with the Golf Performance Center, just one more amenity to enjoy at Sea Island. Thanks so much for joining us on the line. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Plantation Golf Improvement Center, the luxury golf course, more about Sea Island and their golf. Coming up next on Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. At Sea Island, there's more to do than just play in the pool and surf on the ocean waves. You can actually golf till your heart's content because Golf Magazine named Sea Island number 3 luxury golf resort in the country. So we have with us Director of Golf, Brannon Veal. Brannon, that's kind of a nice little compliment there from Golf Magazine.
It really is, and it's a nice honor and something that we take very, very seriously and we're very proud of. But, you know, Sea Island has always been a golf destination. Starting in 1928, the first golf course, the Plantation Golf Course, was built by Walter Travis. And now we have 3 golf courses, the Seaside Golf Course, the Plantation Golf Course, and the Retreat Golf Course. And the new Plantation Golf Course has actually been renovated. We're opening it up on October 14th, and Mark and Davis Love, who grew up on the golf course here, have been...
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they actually grew up on the 14th hole and have been watching that golf course forever and drawing, and so it was a great opportunity for them to come in and redo the golf course, and it is fantastic what they've done. Creating views and really going back to the historical elements from the golf course and utilizing Walter Travis and great architects, Seth Rayner, Donald Ross, and it's going to be just fantastic. So
that's really cool.
About everything that's happening. Yeah, it's really neat.
That's their home course, the Love Brothers.
Yes, and you know Davis and Mark have been here for years and years, and so Davis is our kind of our icon tour professional, but there's 11 other tour professionals that live here as well and call this home. And, you know, with the new Golf Performance Center, all our range amenities, the golf courses, it's an easy place for them to practice and play, but it's also they come here because of the community and everything that Sea Island is. For families and everything else.
So that's what I really love about Sea Island. There is something for everyone, for your wife, your kids, your spouse. There is something for everyone to do. And if you're a golfer, you're in hog heaven.
That is true. And we love that. And so with the creation of the putting course, the Speedway putting course behind the lodge, the practice facilities, you really see generations that are coming out, people that may not even play golf that are able to come out and putt and enjoy the beautiful views and the bagpiper closing ceremonies to closing the golf course each night.
Ooh, what is that?
Really, so each night, it's a Scottish tradition, but it's each night at the lodge, the bagpiper plays right before sunset, the ceremoniously closing of the golf course. And so people gather at the back of the lodge, maybe have a libation or two, and are able to, one, see the sunset over the ocean and enjoy the putting, but also enjoy the bagpiper playing at night.
That would give me chills.
It's a pretty amazing thing, and it's really a neat tradition that we have here.
That's tremendous. Well, how are your courses different?
It's amazing. They're obviously very close in proximity, but they're very different. Seaside course is what it says. It's really views of the sound and the sea, the ocean, and it's a link style golf course. And there's not many trees, but it's gorgeous with dunes, and really the wind becomes the biggest factor. Plantation, the new golf course, is right beside it. It's more of a parkland style golf course, now being redone. Really has the feel of Parkland with all the historical elements to bring you back to feeling like you're on Sea Island, St. Simon's Island. And the retreat course is more of a feel of walking through the Parkland as well, but it's different green structures,
big greens, big fairways. So really, you play all three golf courses and you feel that each one's distinctly different.
You know what's great about Sea Island is I've been there several times. It's always a gorgeous day. There's always a wonderful breeze. The weather is always impeccable. So all, you know, having that ocean breeze is wonderful to cool you off. But just having that ocean feel while you're playing golf and the views has to be spectacular.
It is, and it's one of the very neat things about both Seaside and Plantation. You're right there on the ocean. You get that ability for the great views. And the breeze that you talk about is always there, and the nice thing is it's never from the same place. So even when you play Seaside 2 or 3 days in a row, you're getting a different wind each day, and the course plays differently each day. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, golf is not the only activity that we have at Sea Island. There's also a nature center, and this nature center is amazing. If you're a nature lover, you're going to be in hog heaven as well. I'm talking, we have owl prowls, hawk walks. The turtles this year have been amazing. We have Mike Kennedy on the line. Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about, I'm fascinated with the sea turtles because when I was there, I went on a turtle patrol and my son was able to find the first turtle that had gone to, the first turtle nest that had gone to the sea that season, and we dug up the nest to see what was going on, and it was really informative. It was really great.
Yeah, and so that was our dawn patrol, which is one of our neatest activities. It really, as you know, it gets you right in there with the sea turtles. And on the sea turtle note, we tied our record number of nests from 1991 with a total of 114 nests this year.
So we Seriously? We did.
And so that was a big year for us. And, you know, one neat thing about that is we estimate a total of 6,541 hatchlings emerged from our beach and got into the ocean, which is, you know, which is really incredible when you think about those numbers. Now, we were expecting a big year. Every 3 years, it cycles. But, you know, I don't think anyone thought we would tie our record. So it was a great summer for the sea turtles. And, you know, you briefly touched on the Nature Center, and we decided that we would house all of our nature programs. As you know, there are quite a few, from taking a sailboat to a deserted sandbar and seeing nesting birds to the sea turtles on the beaches and kayaking through the marsh. And, you know, we really pride ourselves in whatever experience you do, you're going with a naturalist.
Yes.
And you're going to learn something. So you're taking that home with you 100% of the time. But this nature center was a way for us to kind of one-stop shop. It houses everything. And not only do you get information, and we have an educational aspect of it as well, it's become its own destination. We have a touch tank in there with local animals, and we have other tanks in there so kids and adults alike can learn about what's going on around Sea Island. You know, in the past, we've always had every vehicle you've needed, but there wasn't a one-stop shop. So the Nature Center has become that, and it's become a platform to educate here, and it's been a great addition for us.
Well, I think you guys don't realize when families come down and they do these things together, activities together, the memories they come away with, and your staff helps make those memories so wonderful because they're so engaging and so knowledgeable. I mean, my kids and I will still bring up things we've done together at Sea Island with such fond memories, and that's something that we will carry with us the rest of our lives. And I could get a little choked up because just the wonderful memories as a family that we have made at Sea Island.
Yeah, and, you know, on our side, we get to share what we're passionate about, and I think, you know, that's what you're feeling when you're here, and it's a great win-win all the way around. And one neat thing we've done is we've really expanded on our falconry program.
Oh,
we've
wow.
always in the years past, you know, down at Broadfield, we do hunts over falcons. But up at the hotel, we started a hawk walk, and it's pretty neat. It's done on property, and you actually walk with the hawk, with the guide, and he follows you. The hawk will follow you as you walk down the trail. And so next time you're here, you can put the glove on and call the bird and have it land on your hand. So,
oh, wow. And
it's educational in every aspect of the walk. And then we also have our classes where you can see different ones and meet Scout, our Eurasian Eagle Owl. That's always been a blast, and that's a neat experience as well, too. So that we've expanded on. We also built a custom 71-foot yacht
yes.
to get out, see our sunsets. A historian can be, you know, can go along with you, a naturalist. We can even have the birds on the boat with you.
Oh, wow.
But it's a really neat, it's two stories, and it's an incredible view from the top deck. And so that's been a really, really neat added value here for us, and be able to get people out on the water and experience that in a different way. You know, we still have all of our fishing boats and smaller boats where, but this has been a neat addition as well.
You know, and I went out on a fishing trip and we caught some amazing fish and I've got great pictures, but sometimes it's the simplest thing as renting a rod in the fishing center there and fishing off the dock, just killing a couple hours with your family. And it's just the memories you make there, the time you spend there, it's precious. It is an amazing place. I can't say enough good things about you guys and what you do. We're going to take a break. Thank you, Mike. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what they've added new, Sea Strike and Pub. I can't wait to hear about this because it was not there when I was there. So I can't wait to hear about it. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. This is our last segment with the folks at Sea Island, but it's a new thing that they have added, so I really wanted you to know about it. It's called Sea Strike and Pub. I have VJ Singh on the line with us. So, VJ, this wasn't there when I was there a couple of months ago, so I want to hear all about it.
Absolutely. Belinda, thank you for this time. And thank you for paying us this compliment about memories and how we are able to create it and how you're holding those memories so dear to you. So in the same theme that we've been talking about and what Sea Island has come to be known in the Atlanta area is a place for family, it's a place for adults, it's a place for kids, it's a place for everybody. So Sea Strike is our newest addition, and calling it a bowling alley or a bowling pub is not enough, because obviously you have to say that in the context of where it is.
Right.
So this Sea Strike is a 6-lane bowling alley, and it will appeal to all ages. And it has darts, it has wall scrabble, it has shuffleboard, and it's really fun for the entire family. So that has to be stressed. And then along with that, we have this fantastic pub atmosphere where we have a fantastic menu that we're going to put out there. It's going to be kid-friendly as well as adult-friendly. And so it's really an appeal to all ages, and that's primarily why we've created that, is because once you're done with golf, if it's raining or if they've done with beach,
it doesn't rain at Sea Island, VJ.
It does not rain, but you know, we think of every possibility. So if there's one day that it does rain, we do have something else.
Okay. I love bowling, and I'm very good at it. I always beat my kids, so I can't wait to come down and try it.
I want you down here to start us off. If you can come down here on an opening day and actually inaugurate the bowling alley, it'll be even better.
That sounds good. That'll be the day that I have a gutter ball.
Sure. No. We'll make sure that you don't. How about that?
That sounds great. This is Sea Island, folks. I want you to go down and try it. It is a gem of Georgia. Please go take your family, take a significant other, make your own memories, Sea Island, the Cloister. Go to seaisland.com for more information. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.